Hello, guys.
Hello, long time no hear.
I don't know. Is it? It feels like tomorrow.
You mean yesterday?
No, I'm a time traveler.
Okay, that's something I didn't know.
Well, there are lots of things which you don't know.
I mean, yeah, that's true for like everyone. We don't know everything.
Until
You don't know, yeah,
Yeah.
okay. So teach me how to be one.
You need 3-year training.
What kind of training? There's this one TV show, it's called The Umbrella Academy, and there's this guy who is
The
super.
Umbrella Academy.
Yeah. It's like an academy of like.
Umbrellas.
No, it's like children with superpowers. So one of them, he
So it's
can.
like X-Men, but like Korean or something.
No, but it's more like for younger children. It's like a Netflix show. So there's this one
It's like
guy.
a Diddy X-Men, no?
No,
Ex
but this
children.
guy. He can time travel and he uses like a. What is it called?
Is it like a weapon?
No, it's like a bag.
It's like a bag.
I don't know, remember the word for the type of.
Explain it to me.
Businessmen have a bag that they carry. It's like that
Like a
type.
handbag.
Kind of, yeah. So with that, he can like time travel. So do you also have something you need to time travel? Or can you just do it?
Everyone can choose anything. For example, it can be your watch or your ring, or some people even choose socks.
Okay, foot fetish.
Yeah,
I mean,
some weird people, you know.
yeah.
But for example, if it is your sock,
Yeah.
will you steal someone's sock?
Some people might.
So some people might like, okay, we are not traveling to Japan. I'm sorry, I'm not stereotyping, but I'm stereotyping. I'm sorry. I can't
Okay.
defend myself.
I mean,
Man.
yeah, I think in a normal situation, no, you would not steal someone else's sock.
Exactly. And if you're a man, like, ah.
Especially if you're a man, you might, but yeah.
No. If you're a man, nobody is stealing your
Oh,
sock.
I might. So I can sell to the Japanese
To the Japanese people.
Yeah, to the
And
gay Japanese.
to the gay Japanese, or maybe you can tell like this is the stinkiest woman in my country, you know, in the West, she's the stinkiest,
Yeah, they would love
and
that.
yeah,
Yeah.
I think they would go crazy if you say
Yeah.
like, oh, this is like a 1 in a million thing. They're gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
So, are we gonna have only feeds where people are selling their smelly socks and they're saying like, okay, this is like my 1 week dirty sock and
No,
it is
it
so
has to be more than
smelly.
1 week. It has to be more than 1 week. At
Why?
least 2 weeks. So it's extra smelly, you know? 1 week is nothing for these people.
How do you know?
It's not important. I'm just telling you.
Guys, if your feet are smelly, you'll find some girls who are into it, okay? So just
Don't give up.
don't give up. Don't change yourself. Don't wash your feet, please.
Yeah.
How can I say, pathway to your happiness,
To your success, yeah.
success. Are you gonna be successful with like smelly
Selling
feet?
your smelly socks.
But
Or
not
your sweat.
everyone. But not everyone will be able to be like top 1%, you know. And like,
It's like a fight to the top.
it's fight to the top. Yeah. So if you're like rest 99%, you're not gonna earn enough money to be financially free.
Yeah, you have to have the best smelly feet, the best stinkiness.
So, guys, instead of working out yourself, go to the nearest Olympic stadium
Yeah.
and don't go to the swimming pool place, okay? Go to the place where people are running. Yes. And then can you train a dog or a cat for stealing these things?
I'm
I
sure you
mean,
can.
that would be so easy, right?
A dog, at least. But, like, a dog is not that discreet. Unless it's, like, a very small dog.
But they won't care like if their socks are getting stolen, like only one. Or do you think like a bird is much better, like they can fly with it?
I think that would be much faster and more quiet.
But does bird have a sense of smelling? Can bird smell?
They have like two holes on there, like the beak.
Yeah, but like
So.
I think it is for their air, when they are flying high. Today, there is overwhelming evidence that Sardine boats have incredible. It is sardine.
Okay, but it's still birds.
Wow.
So don't get one of
So
those.
you think like so you think those holes in the beak, they are their nose. I used to think because it is to regulate the air pressure.
Birds have nostrils or nares on their beaks.
Okay, you're right.
Oh my god, that's such an ugly bird.
It's a vulture.
Yeah, I know.
No, vulture looks cool. It
It's
looks
so
like
ugly.
no, it looks like you take a bird and the bird is like an old man and he wears
Like
like
an
a
old grumpy man, yeah.
yeah, and he wears something, you know, on the neck for because it's so cold.
Yeah,
Look
like a
at
big
him.
jacket,
Yeah,
yeah. And his
no,
face is like all
not a jacket,
red.
like a shawl or something, you know. See, when you look at this, no, it doesn't look ugly. It looks
It's
like
still
it looks
ugly.
old. It looks like okay, but it looks old and it was like a.
Old can be ugly.
So you say all old people are ugly.
Not all, but some of them.
How much percentage of old people are ugly?
I mean, I don't think I've seen enough to say.
I think you have seen enough. Everyone has seen enough old people, right?
I mean, not in different countries. Maybe they're more beautiful in some countries.
Are you living in a Pokemon world where nobody's adult except like two, three people? Huh?
Yeah.
Like you remember in the Pokemon world, only like 3 to 5 people are actual
Actually, I
adults.
haven't watched Pokemon, so I don't know.
Really? I
Yeah.
think there are like four different versions of Pokemon. It was on air for like 20 years. You have to be actually living under a rock.
I'm just not
Okay?
into
And that rock
Pokemon.
is like covered by a glacier. Okay? To make sure you are like airtight, you're not getting out.
God.
What do you mean by you're not? Everyone is into Pokemon.
I mean, I am into it, but I haven't watched it.
You're into Pokemon. I haven't watched it. So what
But
do you
I'm
do
not
with
like
Pokemon?
into it.
Oh
I just.
God.
Yeah. It's not that big of a deal.
It is a big of a deal, actually. I can hear my loyal subscribers going against you.
Okay.
Yeah. And people are gonna start hating you.
It's fine.
Yeah, so in Pokemon world, there are very less adults. So there is a conspiracy theory like regarding the show, like why it is like this, that because it is a post war world where most of the adults are dead and these children are only like survivors and now they are going on these adventures.
Okay.
You know, when I was young, I used to like my favorite bird was vulture, actually, because they're so cool and
Yeah, that
unique
makes a
and
lot of
interesting.
sense, you know.
They're so unique.
You mean ugly? It's okay to say they're ugly.
Do you know their stomach acid is one of the most acidic in the world?
No, I did not know.
Because they are scavengers, so they are eating dead animals. So they are full of some microbes and viruses, and they kill them. The bacteria die because of that thing, the acid, the stomach acid. So it's so cool, right?
Yeah.
And they look interesting when they fly.
Okay.
Why don't you open like vulture flying?
Okay, vulture fan.
See?
Yeah, it looks better than the face for
Of
sure.
course, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
So yeah, back to selling smelly socks.
smelly socks, yeah. What about getting a vulture, train him to get us the smelly socks?
I think you could do that, yeah. But he's kind of too big, like what if you need to get in like a tighter space? How can you
What tighter space?
like to get someone else's
So you
sock?
want like a hummingbird or something?
I don't know. Would it be strong enough to carry the sock? That's the
Don't know. We
question.
have to get like a swarm of hummingbirds, like 10, 20, you know?
That's like an army. Like a small
Our army of hummingbirds. Yeah. They're like, oh, like what? Come on, destroyer of socks. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
People are actually selling smelly socks.
The question is where? Because you can't just sell it like on Facebook Marketplace, right? I don't know.
Really?
Can you?
Only socks. Is there something called only socks? There is something called only socks.
But this is like some actual sock brand.
Australian.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if there is, probably you can't just find it like by searching. have to know about.
So what else is news these days?
Did you hear about the TikTok ban for the Americans?
Like it is reversed. It's not a
Yeah.
news anymore.
I mean, it is kind of because now people are saying it was just like a stunt to make Trump look good because he like saved TikTok.
Do you really think so?
Do I think he saved TikTok?
Yeah. Was it a stunt?
I don't know, but it was weird because I saw the message like that popped up on TikTok for Americans when it was closed, and it was like, "Thank you so much to President Trump for helping us trying to resolve this issue or something," which is weird. Like, he was trying to ban it in the first place.
Yeah, but
So.
at the same time, a lot of American people, they went to like a Chinese version, right?
Yeah.
And they were like contacting with Chinese people.
Yeah.
And they don't want that. It looks like that, right? I think it was a big backfire for them. And they were like, no, we cannot like make American people know and realize what are the disadvantages they're having in their own country. And let the Chinese people know like what are they having. I think that was the major issue because see, TikTok ban was major because TikTok is holding a lot of information. Again, it is not like going as per the demands of the government. At the same time, they were losing more with people going to those apps, you know? And US is well aware after this thing, like, okay, if we stop one application, they might create another one, you know, the Chinese, because they would just keep the software same, you know, in the background and just like put a new name. Do you think like people are so stupid they would understand, like, they would think like, okay, Trump got it back for us and these things?
Yeah, they're already saying that.
I don't think so. I saw a lot of people who are saying it was a stunt.
Yes, but they were also saying it about people who, like, were making videos like thanking Trump about like reopening TikTok.
Yeah, but you know, the problem with the political affiliates is that when you're affiliated, when you love a party, you will find something to like them. It was a study done by some psychologist, some scientist, I don't know who did it, and they found out this thing that if you're affiliated, this is your business in your side. Then you will just find out a way to do this. So what they did in the study was, first they just told them like two or three different policies. So people were like, yeah, this is right, this is wrong, this is right, this is wrong. And it was totally unbiased because they did not tell who made these policies. The same people after they chose this, they were told about these things, like who made these. And like 90% or something, a big chunk of percentage, I forget the exact number, they were like, no, actually this makes more sense, you know what they did. And they were just justifying their own party and going against like the opposite party, which they, for example, let's say you agree on like a TikTok ban, and after this like Trump gets it back, and you're like, no, actually, you know, it makes more sense because there are thousands of people who are getting money, and it's free speech, you know, we need free speech. And before you were like, you know, China, like this. So people are just like this, and they will always be like this. Unfortunately, there are very less unbiased people, very, very, very less. That's why if you're the only unbiased people are those people who are like, you know, both of these options are bad for us. Who actually say this? They can say, okay, this one is this one is this. Otherwise, all the time you will just hear some biased noises. These are not even opinions, they're just noises.
That's true.
Yeah, so there will be people on both sides. By the way, how is Mr. Beast and his company, the lunch, Lunchly is doing?
I haven't heard anything about it, so I think they just.
Bought the woman, huh? He gave her a lot of
What?
money.
No, I don't think she's like that.
Why?
She seems like a honest, good person.
Yeah, but like,
I mean,
there is a
maybe
price, like 1 million, 10 million.
a million is like Less. Like at least 10 million.
10
No,
million.
like 5. It's
Five
recently
is a
announced.
good price. I mean, but she's a US citizen. But even for her, five is a good price, I would say. 5 to 10 is not bad.
Yeah, I don't think he would give 10.
Why? There are three people, you know?
I mean, yeah, but the other two are not very successful compared to Mr. Beast. Like, they don't have that much actual money.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah, because they're kind of past their prime, you
That's why they're selling Prime. Man,
Yeah.
that's so interesting. Wow, nice wordplay.
Yeah, so I think they just have, like, some assets, but not actual money. So that's why they're trying to sell so many things.
That's really cool. Oh yeah, you know Donald Trump is trying to buy Greenland.
Yeah, I saw something about it, but I didn't
And
bother.
about
Like,
Canada as well.
he's trying to buy Canada?
Like, make Canada his 51st state, you know?
That's a very big state.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, okay.
Also, like, they're changing the name of Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of
Yeah.
America. Like, come on.
It's just why? I don't get it.
There are some conspiracy theorists who are saying this is a like a 200-year-old plan, and they want to like make like a biggest and most powerful country and control all the world, something like that.
Do you think he can actually get Greenland?
A long time back, Greenland wanted to be independent, okay?
Mm.
But then I think it is under Norway, right?
I think it's Denmark.
I always get confused with those countries, you know. They are very,
They're not the same.
they're not that important, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's under which country?
Denmark.
Denmark. So a lot of money Denmark spent from their pocket to make sure the living standard and everything is good there, okay? So they were like, nah, we can't do this because we're getting money from them. But now if they get into America, America can do the same thing and maybe give more money. So if they were like already not happy, and they will get like a better deal, so why not? And they have a lot of minerals and these things which are good for electric vehicles, you know. And you know, electric vehicles are so important now, especially when Elon Musk is working with us
Of
right
course,
now.
the best guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know the department he's heading is called Doge? Like,
Yes.
I don't know, like, but it's like it's kind of cringe and weird. Like, did he decided himself like make me like put me in this department?
I feel like, yeah.
How is like,
Oh, wait, he was trying to like also buy Vine. Like he's planning to buy it.
wine.
You know that?
Yeah, no, but why?
I don't know. He's doing some side quests.
Yeah,
But
that's
I think some
true.
people actually want mine back, so maybe he thinks.
What's the difference between the Vine and TikTok?
I think on Vine you can only post like 7 second videos or something. Like it's
But
just 7 second funny videos, that's
at
it.
the same time, he would increase the length. See.
But then.
Why would you need Vine and then TikTok? Just think about it.
That's true.
Like, you can put 7 second video on TikTok, right? Who's gonna stop you? No one. So I think maybe he will change it, because when he took Twitter,
You mean X?
he changed a lot of things. Yeah, X. He changed a lot of things. So I think a lot of things would be changed. And some people are saying because if he takes Greenland, there would be World War III. Because now it is like direct neighborhood like to Russia, and it's like more in control of Arctic, and because there's no ice now, so there will be fight in these things. It would be so weird. Like, if it happens, the Greenland people would be like so unlucky. Like, yeah, we are becoming part of the new country. Oh, World War III, we are the first to be attacked.
That's true, yeah. Actually, I want to go there.
During the war,
No, obviously not. Why would I go
but
during the
why would
war?
you go to Greenland?
Why not?
Because it's not green, it's freezing, it's rigid, cold, uninhabited, and Even, I don't think even people want to live there who live there, you know. They just
You
live
mean
there
they're
because
just
they're
forced
born
to
there.
live there?
No, I think they see, let's be honest, they're just born there. What's good, like when everything is like same, the weather is same, the scenery is same. One side there is like so white ice, and the other side is like the sea. That's it. Nothing else. It's kind of boring.
I mean, yeah. Actually, it does look kind of boring.
It is boring.
But still, I would like to go just to see it, just to feel it.
Feel what? The cold?
Yeah,
Sit in the freezer, please. How do
no, it's not the same.
you know that?
It's not cold enough.
How do you know that?
Because I've been to colder places.
A deep freezer.
Okay, yeah. So I
Is
should
there something
freeze.
called deeper freezer? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What did you learn from this thing?
From the socks.
I don't know. You can say anything from socks or two.
I didn't really learn anything today.
I would say there's a good prospect for earning good money with your socks. But I won't advise you doing that.
Of course, yeah.
But I would advise you to train some animal who can steal some socks.
Yeah.
Just to create nuisance in the society, you know? Like, okay, I'm evil. Yes, I'm evil. But I'm not like a big level
What
evil.
if they catch the animal? You just train a new one every time.
Why they will catch the animal? How they will catch the animal?
Like after a while, some people start complaining, like, "Oh, my socks are being stolen. Like one pair of my socks is being stolen."
Okay, let's say you live in a densely populated city.
Yeah.
There are like a million people living. A lot of target there, you know? A lot of buildings, a lot of apartments.
Yes, but how can you guarantee that it's a smelly sock? Like if it's just a sock.
It's not about a smelly sock. It's only about a
It's
sock.
not?
No, it's not. Now you're creating a nuisance for the society.
So you're just stealing to
You're
steal.
just stealing to steal, yeah. You're just
I
doing
wanted the
it.
business part of it,
No,
not.
no, 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 no. No. Sometimes you have to do something to do something. That's it. You train an animal to steal socks.
Just to steal
Just
socks.
to steal socks.
That's it.
That's
Wow.
it. Not even a t-shirt. But I'll tell you why. Let's see. You have your favorite t-shirt, okay? You go, you don't find. You feel bad, but you wear another one. Now there is a sock. You don't love it. You don't hate it. It is just there. You find one. And you're in a hurry. You cannot find the other one. Your 5 minutes are wasted. Not a long time. Not like a big time. Big chunk of time is wasted. No, only 5 minutes. But your starting of the day is bad. Okay. All your day would be bad.
That's true. I mean, actually, socks are good because you're always losing them, you know? So you need new ones so the animal can bring you.
Exactly. No. You will not wear someone else's
You can
socks,
wash
okay?
them.
No. See, with me, this is this thing.
I mean, of course, I would not want to do it either, but some
Yeah.
people will.
Some people. I won't advise. If you're listening to me, don't wear other people's socks. But you can steal them.
But what do you do after you've stolen them? Like, you just have a sock room in your home? Or, like, a. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, what do? You just. Do you keep them, or do you, like. Do you burn them?
I won't say burning is a good idea because most of the socks they are a mixture of like cotton and like a synthetic material, so it will melt and it will create bad smell.
Yeah.
Selling is the only option I see.
So you sell them as used, or you wash them and then.
What if you donate socks?
Actually, I was thinking of, yeah, donation is. You're doing like a good thing, but at the same time, you're stealing to donate.
No, you don't see it. This is an evil trope, okay? So we're not doing anything good here. All these socks, none of them are a pair. We are donating socks. Now people will spend a lot of time, hours, they'll spend hours to find the pair. Because now you're donating like a bag full of socks. And none of
Actually,
them is safe.
it used to be like a fashion to wear like mismatched socks, you know?
Really?
Yes. It was like a
Aha!
cool thing. So maybe it can come back.
Because of you.
Yes.
Interesting. Wow, it would be crazy cool. Alright, I think it's enough. And thanks for listening, guys. Bye bye.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye.